When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to an emergency edition quickie podcast right here in your Pride of Detroit podcast feed. My name is Jeremy Reisman. I'm the editor-in-chief of Pride of Detroit at Detroit Online. With me for this emergency pod is Ryan Matthews, senior editor of Pride of Detroit at Ryan_POD. I'm talking fast because we want this to be quick, fast, you know, quick podcast because there's big news to talk about. We're only 2 weeks into the season. We already got big news.
We do have big news.
And that big news is that Jamie Collins is reportedly on the trading block. He was held out of practice, according to Dave Burkett, specifically because he is on the trading block. The Lions have seen enough after two games. They made it clear pretty much after the game that the Derek Barnes time was soon. And now it sounds like his time isn't soon. It's now.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not going to be just a little bit of Derek Barnes. We're going to be drinking Derek Barnes from the fire hose. Like,
the Barnes cup overfloweth.
Overfloweth, and that's what everybody wanted. So it's what everybody wanted, so it's what everybody is going to get. And, you know, Jeremy, I think what stands out the most to me, and I know we got some quotes, here is the quote that probably best articulates why Jamie Collins, because I want you to take your victory lap. You have talked about it on our podcast before about Jamie Collins kind of just like disinterest or lack of effort when it comes to, you know, training camp, into the preseason, only played one game, kind of going through the motions, so to speak. Dan Campbell was on 97.1 he was on the morning show this morning, right?
Yeah.
And he's talking about Alex Anzalone's play. And he says, yeah, look, I'll just say this. He got the defensive holding on the one, and that's fine. They threw that. I got it. Then the throw, he got beat on the touchdown. I mean, that's a pretty good throw. But when you watch him, you watch every one of the plays he had. He's all over the field. I mean, the guy is like balls to the wall every play. Is it perfect? No. But I know this, and this is where I think it gets a little bit pointed about Jamie Collins. It's all out effort. He's making the calls. He's in on really a majority of our tackles. I just know it starts with effort and intensity, and he's got it. No, it's not always perfect, but that's at least a start for what we're looking for on the defense.
Juxtapose with what he said to the media the day before about Jamie Collins. He says, Jamie is a big linebacker. He's a very athletic linebacker. The way he moves is a little different. Now, does he move with the same effort or have the same effort as Alex? No, I don't think so. I think Alex just plays at a high level all the time. Now this, listen, I don't know if this is a good or bad look for Dan Campbell going to the public with comments like this. You have to imagine if he goes to the public with comments like this, he's probably already gone to the player. At least you hope he has. We've seen him sometimes do that to light a little bit of a fire, right? Like I think he said that about Logan Stenberg in the offseason during training camp. He says, you know, we need to see a little more from him. But he's done this a couple times now. And the other person that he said, like, it's not good enough was, Tyrell Crosby. And now he's gone. And so it's interesting to me to see Dan Campbell be brutally, brutally honest in front of the media. And it can go both ways. Like, I think there's a level of appreciation there that he's willing to be so forthright, but it's also calling out your own players publicly, which can rub some people the wrong way. Could rub a guy like Jamie Collins the wrong way. I have to imagine a 30-some-year-old guy having a brand new head coach in a new city, talking trash about him publicly, probably doesn't like that too much. And whether Campbell's in the right or wrong, it's noteworthy, right? Because, you know, he is establishing a culture and he is you know, trying to get the players on his side. And when you do something like that, you're going to divide. There's going to be a natural division there. And maybe the natural division is that he wants here and people that he doesn't want here. And that's fine. Like, Jamie Collins, like you said, the effort thing has followed him his entire career. And that's why from the get-go, I've been saying, like, this guy doesn't look like he's giving it every day in practice. I'm not sure that's going to fly with Dan Campbell and this coaching staff, even if there is no drama there. Even if I'm overplaying the drama card here, like, this kind of makes sense anyways. Like, you got a 31-year-old linebacker. You've got a really young guy on the bench. What does Jamie Collins give you this year and beyond? Maybe slightly better than average play at his best, but what good is that getting you right now?
It is true. Yeah, and there's somebody waiting in the wings on the bench in Derek Barnes where everybody is so gung-ho about seeing more of him because of the way that he's flashed in the preseason, even how he flashed at the end of the 49ers game. Of course, we're going to preach caution when it comes to a fourth-round rookie, especially somebody who has to go up against Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
But with that being said, a quick maybe synopsis, Jeremy, before we get out of here, about like the cap ramifications about a Jamie Collins trade. You know, we're not going to get too much into the specifics of what Jamie Collins would fetch in a trade or what the Lions would even be really interested in getting. But I think that that discussion is tied to the cap ramifications of a Jamie Collins deal.
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, the team trading for him isn't going to have to pay too much for him this year. It's going to be in the $3 million range for his salary. The problem is next year that bumps up to $9.8 million. So you have to imagine whoever's getting him, it's probably just getting him for the rest of the year and then probably cutting him after that. Mm-hmm. For the Lions, you're immediately taking like 3.3 dead cap this year. The problem is that bumps to like 6.3 million or something like that next year. Because all of the, you know, prorated bonuses, he has one of those contracts that has like 6 voided years on the end, and all those voided years come back to you when you cut the contract short. And so it'll be a little costly for the Lions next year, but this is what they've been doing, right? Is they're just getting rid of bad contracts from the previous regime. Mm-hmm. Little by little, they're cutting and coming. And you know, Trey Flowers is one that people have talked about that might be on the chopping block again next year as well. And so they're getting rid of players that, you know, I would bet Dan Campbell would call turds behind closed doors. They're getting rid of bad contracts. And, you know, it sucks for Jamie that it didn't work here, but you can't say that people didn't see it coming, right? He hasn't just worked outside of the Patriot system. And you know, the effort thing is definitely, you know, something that wasn't ever going to fly with this coaching staff. And, you know, Dan made it pretty damn clear that was one of his issues with him. So now the Lions appear to be moving forward with a really young, really thin linebacking core. And, you know, I think the argument could be made that, like, can it really get that much worse? And maybe it does.
We're going to see.
we're certainly going to see. I just think the interesting thing is, like, the only guy signed beyond this year is Derek Barnes. So suddenly linebacker is an absolute huge need. And maybe not suddenly. Maybe it always was the minute that you decided that Jelani Tavai wasn't going to work out here. And I think no one would blame you for making that decision. But yeah, I mean, this is paying the price from the previous regime. They had a whole different set of linebackers that didn't fit what this team wanted to do. So the Lions went out and got one last year, but they didn't have the resources to get more than one. They're obviously going to try and get resources in that. And I don't think they're going to get a lot of resources for Jamie Collins. There's going to be only a handful of teams interested in a 31-year-old linebacker who has effort issues and only seems to work in one specific scheme. So anything 6 or above is, I think, probably more than what the Lions would expect. But this is where we're at. I mean, the Lions defense is selling their good parts already 2 weeks into the season. It's not a great situation to be in, but it's also, I guess, not all that surprising, is it?
Not really. No, I don't think so. Because like you mentioned, I think he just doesn't ring true to being a Dan Campbell guy. And if you're not one of his guys, it's pretty clear that he just doesn't really have the patience for anybody who's not there to give, you know, their fullest effort week in and week out. Here's the thing that I'm worried or concerned that people are going to jump to, and it might be a minority. I can't imagine that there's too many people who are going to be backing Matt Patricia, but the argument being made that, well, you know, Matt Patricia cleaned out, you know, Quandre Diggs, cleaned out Darius Slay in the same sense that, like, he weeded out the players that he didn't want here. So you have Dan Campbell who's doing the same thing. I think there's a very fundamental difference between players like Darius Slay and Quandre Diggs, who have gone on and performed well in other places, versus Jamie Collins, a guy who has kind of established his track record for himself in anywhere except New England.
And I mean, I think the main difference there is one was getting ostracized for his conduct off the field. Jamie Collins is getting ostracized for his conduct on the field.
This is football related. It's not not being on social media. Okay.
I get the overall comparison, though, because it is about establishing a culture. Both are about establishing a culture, but one believed that the off-field stuff of going on social media in the locker room and things, that mattered to them, whereas with Dan Campbell, effort on the field matters to him. And I think one might be a little bit more important to football acumen.
I think so, too.
Yeah. All right, that was our quick hit. We'll be back for the main podcast after the game against the Baltimore Ravens. Also, check out our Baltimore Ravens First Bite preview with Kyle Barber. We just recorded that. It's a blast. You're going to want to listen to it. But until then, thank you for listening to this quick mini pod about the Jamie Collins potential trade, which hasn't happened yet. Until next time, it's Cass. Be kind.